I'm Mark Pfeffer, and this is People Tech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. This edition is brought to you by our friends at Ultimate Software, a leading innovator in HR technology. Ultimate's dedicated to putting people first with cloud-based solutions designed to engage, motivate, and empower your workforce. Learn more at www.ultimatesoftware.com. Ultimate Software, people first. Now, it's back to the future, sort of. Recently, Indeed introduced a service to organize and promote hiring events so that employers can focus on hiring and not event management. Beamery's added a similar feature, so has Tolaru, so has LinkedIn. These aren't job fairs carrying the provider's name. Instead, they're solutions that help employers plan, publicize, stage, and follow up on events where candidates can show up in person, pass out their resumes, and talk to talent acquisition staff and hiring managers. Why are these digital brands putting their feet on the ground? Vendors and recruiters say it's all about demand. We can talk about, you know, AI all we want, but a respectable number of candidates and employers still want to look each other in the eye. Obviously, the rise of online recruiting has caused a drop in offline activity, but ironically, that means companies who use offline events often meet with decent success. That's because they face less competition in terms of getting their message out. Jeff Dickey Chazens, who consults with job boards, says if one can prove that its tools can get candidates to show up offline and then convince employers to pay for them, they should probably do this. But running events like these can be tricky. For one thing, the job board and its customers need access to a good number of users if they're going to make the event worthwhile. And Jeff said, putting on in-person events is very different from running a job board. Chad Soash, our friend over at Chad and Cheese, HR's Most Dangerous podcast, said the Indeeds and Beameries of the world are just responding to customers who won't give up on retro approaches. A lot of them, he thinks, are basically in the this is how we've always done it frame of mind. He doesn't think it's necessarily smart, but that's the way it is. Offering event services is logical because the market hasn't evolved, Chad told me. He thinks the problem is that talent acquisition doesn't treat recruiting like a business. It's still reactive when it should be proactive. As he put it, technology has advanced, sales has advanced, marketing has advanced, HR and recruiting, they have not advanced. This has been People Tech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. This edition was brought to you by Ultimate Software, dedicated to putting people first with cloud-based solutions that engage, motivate, and empower your workforce. Learn more at www.ultimatesoftware.com. And to keep up with the most important developments in HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.